95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up?
Does this actually help you, this video of rain?
Oh, yes. There's this giant screen in here, and every day lately, it's rain. Mm-hmm. It's 10 hours from YouTube of rain. And that looks wonderful. Look at that. It's just pouring rain. There's palm trees. It looks like it's here.
But it looks meanwhile, like outside, it's in the Brazilian jungle.
Yeah, here, a.k.a. here.
Right, sure.
But look outside here. Blah! Clear skies, sunny.
Nice.
It's horrible.
It's nice.
It was actually not as hot today, at least, though. That was a little bit.
That is true, yes.
Yeah, you know, now that we're in our elderly years, we talk about the weather.
Yeah. Let's talk about the show today, shall
we? Alrighty.
Give me five.
I have no idea. Why'd you have to start there, you bastard?
I do every day.
We didn't do buy yesterday. B-Y. Sure, if you got some buy songs going on. B-Y or B-Y-E. So we're going to do them today. We're going to do them both.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay.
Exactly.
People are dumb on the show today.
Okay.
Things you do while you're driving.
Listen to music way too loud.
We all spend a lot of time on behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to get changed clothes. I saw a guy today who was brushing his teeth.
Oh, I can't believe when people do that. Putting on makeup?
Yep.
Insane.
Yeah.
What are your little habits while you're driving?
So we'll tell you, we'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. I have changed clothes before while driving.
You have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many people did you mow down? Three.
Under two dozen.
That's pretty good.
So I'm good.
It's respectable.
The AI robots that are going to blackmail us and or kill us.
Yay! We love them.
Talk about that. And we've got your tickets to join us on the 24th of August for Disney California Adventure Park.
I am Groot.
We are taking over the park, and that is the keyword to join us, Groot.
Just simply Groot.
We'll ask you for to call later on this hour, and if you know that, you will win 4 tickets to join us. This is the second time we've done it. It's a lot of fun.
It is. Damn good time.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Perfectly modern rock song from the Struts. That is their new thing, Too Good at Raising Hell. They've got a bunch of shows coming up. If you're going to be in Vegas, I plan on being in Vegas in November. They're going to be there November 3rd. They'll be out in Ventura December 5th, down in San Diego on the 8th, and then at the Wiltern. The Struts will be playing the
Fantastic.
Wiltern on December 10th.
Let's talk about sex robots.
Sex robots!
You in or out?
I think these days I would have to say out, but certainly in my 20s, I'd be like, bring me the sex robot. Hand it over. I'm going to have a go at it. As long as it's a virgin. I can't have a second hand sex robot.
You don't want sloppy seconds with a sex robot?
Nope.
Scientists are warning that a new breed of AI sex bots could end up blackmailing and even killing their owners.
Isn't the whole point that they're not human that way? That you don't have to go meet their grandma and you don't have to have, you know, them calling you on the phone and threatening you?
Experts say cyber crooks could hack them.
Do it, cyber crooks.
To extort cash from unsuspecting people.
I'm sorry, we can't go any further until you cough up $150,000.
And then we will move on with this current
with what we're doing.
Program. There's a global cybersecurity advisor who is saying that at the very least, they could be hacked for blackmail purposes.
That's awesome.
They probably have cameras.
Yep.
And that footage would be very valuable to cyber criminals.
And
for
hilarious.
Blackmail purposes.
Yeah, sure.
And hilarious as well, yes. But can you imagine?
Why do you say that one thing over and over again to the robot? What is that about? Unless you give us a lot of money, we're gonna put it out there for the world.
Hackers can hack into a robot or a robotic device and have full control of the connections, the arms, the legs, and other attached tools.
What tools?
Like in some cases, knives or welding units. What?
Well, that's not a robot you're supposed to be having sex with, but okay.
Whatever.
One of those models that's not for sex.
Whatever you need to do. But once the robot has been hacked, the hacker has full control and can issue instructions to the robot.
I mean, guess like Logan's Run and all those future movies, they sort of hinted at this. I don't think they ever saw how it would work. I think they always had it in their mind that the robot would go crazy. But if someone else has control
somebody
of it,
else has full control of your sex robot.
I'll be pulling this off unless you give me $150,000, sir.
That's fantastic. This is crazy. Can you imagine the blackmail that could be done with the video?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
The actual video of what's going on?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Unless you pay us money, we're going to release this on the internet.
Everyone will see that.
Right. You don't want them to see
that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday, Sluggo, but you love Elon Musk.
I was a fan, dude. I really was. When he shot that car into space, I thought that was pretty cool. But he's just there's too many cool places and businesses and radio stations that have been bought by someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's very true.
I've seen it too many times in my life and seen things wrecked. Yep. And that's what he's done to this amazing social platform.
Yesterday,
it blows now.
Yesterday, or August 1st, so that was Tuesday. They sent out a tweet that said X Twitter Blue subscribers can now hide their check mark.
Do you know why?
Yeah, because people don't want to be seen with
it. They're deleting them. I mean, you immediately block them because of the things they have to say. So they're paying $8 to get the check mark, which used to say, hey, we know exactly who this person is. They really are that celebrity you're looking for.
Right.
Now it just means they paid $8.
Right.
And because everybody's hating what they're having to say and blocking them, they're now hiding that check mark they're paying $8 for. That's hilarious.
That is crazy.
That's ridiculous.
I've not seen a public company run this poorly in a long time. You saw the giant X sign on the top of the Twitter building.
Do you know that thing was held there by sandbags?
No, I did not.
If there had been a serious windstorm come along, that neon flashing thing that was annoying all the neighbors across the street would have flown off the building.
Oh, that would have been
great. Killed somebody.
But
yeah.
They did have to take it down.
Yeah, of course.
Listen to this.
Elon Musk has put a giant X on top of the company's San Francisco headquarters, triggering a city investigation. So according to this new complaint, representatives for the city of San Francisco have visited the headquarters twice since Friday. They've issued a notice of violation alleging the flashing sign now on top of the building went up without a permit. In a statement to the Washington Post, a spokesperson for the city's Department of Buildings said to ensure consistency with the historic nature of the building and ensure the new additions are safely attached to the sign.
Which they absolutely were not.
Listen, doesn't he know that?
Yeah,
is he doing this on purpose?
He couldn't care any less because he's super rich. It's like, you know, you speed and you know you got the cash. You can just pay the speeding ticket. He doesn't care.
But X is nosediving.
Yeah. Wow. There's either he's really dumb or he's got a reason to tank it. I don't know which it is. Either he's just the worst business person ever.
He bet against it. Bought it.
He didn't want it.
And now he's going to run it into the ground.
He opened his mouth and then had to buy it. And, you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing Hindenburg-like event.
It really is. And it's fun to watch in real time.
Yeah.
It requires a permit. CNN has reached out to the city and X for comment, but doesn't seem like San Francisco is going to make any of this very easy for Elon Musk, but he is.
I mean, they would if he did the. You got to go through the dance. It doesn't matter how rich you are.
By
you
the way,
have to.
Also, if you're liked. Somebody in the government will call you and go, hey,
you
know what?
We'll
we need to work
happen.
This out and we'll figure it out and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, but if you just go marching in and do whatever you want and you piss everybody off, you really lose everybody.
He's not smart.
No, he isn't. That's
Elon
the thing.
Elon Musk is dumb.
Doesn't mean you got a lot of cash and maybe you've had success in other businesses that you can do anything.
Right.
It's just
that's
not
what he
true.
Thinks, but
yeah.
Nope.
Can't be president either.
Nope.
Not anybody can be. Let's stop saying that. California Dreamin', that is LA-based Dirty Honey. You're going to be out on the road soon with Guns N' Roses.
Well, yeah, it's a great opening act.
That's a hell of a, that's amazing. What else are they doing? They're going to be playing.
They're doing a private event on the KLOS live stage. This time it's Dirty Honey, August 17th at noon, just before they hit the road with Guns N' Roses.
So that's like 2 weeks from today.
Yep. It's going to be Marcy
free.
And Matt Pinfield.
Yeah.
It is free, yes.
And you can get in. How do you sign up for that?
Let's see. You email us your name, age, and cell phone number to dirtyhoney@955klos.com.
dirtyhoney@955klos.com. Do it now. Plan on being there noonish or whatever on Thursday, 2 weeks from today, to see those guys play live and then talk to Matt for a while. Very cool.
One other thing before we start our topic, and that is Radiator Springs.
Ah, Radiator Springs.
Is the keyword for this hour for Disney.
I love that general area where that is. It's just so cool. It just looks exactly like everything did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
Let's talk about things you do while you're driving.
All right.
Saw a guy today when I was coming here on the 405 and he was brushing his teeth.
Really?
Here's what I'll say.
Come on.
At the very least, he can still look in front of him.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, where does he spit?
That I don't know.
I mean, how do you... Right. And then when he's putting it on the toothbrush, that's got to be a little distracting.
Sure. Yeah, that might be, yeah.
Does he spit out the window?
I didn't really have time to pull him over and grill him.
Maybe he swallows.
Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty. I have eaten in the car.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
And
oh,
I change clothes in the car.
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Well, like if I'm going someplace nice and I come to work in shorts.
Yeah.
And then I need to put on pants.
Which is so weird. You didn't used to do that at all.
I know. Well, I'll change.
You've grown up.
Have I? And changing in the car.
Why can't you take that extra minutes to do it outside the car?
I'm not positive. I don't know, but it's not great. I'm not saying it's what you should do.
Right.
And we're going to ask you to tell on yourselves. What have you done in the car while driving in Southern California?
What do you usually do? 818-955-KLOS. I've seen women putting on makeup. Like,
same.
Looking in the rear
view.
They
got like that steak knife right up near their eyeball. Yeah. It's like, what is happening?
And until recently, you know, on Instagram, you know, where you do the search thing and you see just a plethora of videos from all over the world. I have never seen so many car accident videos as I see on a regular basis now. And it's usually distracted drivers. And
yep.
Wow. Cars roll super easy.
They do, yes.
Cars crumple super easy.
Yep.
And it's all because they're putting on their makeup or whatever. Just distracting.
The whole rolling thing is not fun. I've done that, and it is not fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You rolled your car.
Yep. 3 times. Not great.
Not recommending it.
Here are the top 8 driving distractions.
Oh, yeah.
Daydreaming.
Daydreaming.
Which is odd.
Yeah, that is odd.
Using a cell phone.
Sure. Holding it up to their head.
Sure. Looking at something outside the vehicle.
What's that?
Activities of passengers.
That can be
distracting.
Yeah, that's very true.
Reaching for something on the dashboard, seat, or floor.
I did that one time. I had my VW Bug, and I smashed into someone. They just stopped all of a sudden, and I was reaching for something I just dropped on the floor.
Oh, no, and you didn't see them?
2 seconds, and bam, just crumpled my VW
Bug. That's the worst.
Yep.
Eating, drinking, or smoking?
Sure.
Changing the radio, climate control, or using a device in the car.
Not seeing anybody saying changing clothes.
It doesn't say that.
That's
here.
That's pretty unique.
It does seem odd. Pets, insects, and objects moving inside the vehicle.
Yeah, I had a bee one time flying around in the car, and I'm like, just had to change lanes quickly and get the hell over.
Got in an accident with a woman who had a loose dog.
Oh, really?
That was a wild, like, she just found it.
Okay.
And it wasn't on a leash or anything.
I kill you. Let me out of here.
And she asked me if I wanted the dog.
Really?
Yeah.
First of all, she runs into you.
Right.
And then she said, will you take this dog?
No. What's wrong with you?
You can get into an accident. What's his name? Cujo, by any chance?
I don't know. I don't know the name of it. Yeah. But she also had a cast on her arm, so that's good.
Jeez.
All right, so things you do while driving. 818-955-KLOS. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I love a cold end song like that.
The end. It's over.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's pretty abrupt. Things you do while driving is the topic. You have one?
Calling you guys over and over and over again.
Yeah, that is not wise. It's not safe.
Masturbating.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. Things you do while you're driving, and don't blame us.
I like to eat snacks.
You do what?
I eat snacks. Oh, no, but I also vape. I do a lot of that.
You vape, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad girl.
I thought you said eat sex the first
That's
time.
What
I was
you
like,
said.
What? I'm not positive.
That's very
How
strange.
How to do that? That is distracting.
It's funny with vapes, you know, in the last several years where you see this just massive plume of smoke coming out of a car window. When you drive past me, because that's what I was doing for quite a while. I was vaping. I loved it. I just
did you really?
Doing
Sometimes I'll use the glass piece though, and that's when you get into accidents. Is when you're getting distracted with the lighter and the glass piece.
Exactly.
Yeah. I never do it when I'm lifting. That's
oh, that's cool. Good for you.
I know, right?
Right on. Well, thanks for calling. That's perfect.
KLOS. Hello.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Well, so was I. You know what? My girlfriend loves music. She loves humming when I'm driving.
Right.
Oh, really? And does that throw you off?
No. The hint. Humming. Hummers.
Ah. Gotcha.
She loves it, and it really can be distracting.
I would imagine so, yeah. But well worth it, I should think.
Absolutely.
818-955-KLOS.
Things you do while driving. We were talking about, I saw a guy brushing his teeth in the car on the way to work. and I just thought, things that you do while driving. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Fargo.
Yes.
You know, when you're stuck in a traffic jam and it's really hot outside, when someone next to you looks at you, you raise your armpit and put your nose into it. Your armpit.
What's going on?
And then make a really sick face at them.
That's what you spend your time doing while driving.
Of course, just to see how they will react.
All right, I like that. I might actually try that.
All right, we approve.
Yeah, I approve of that.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Weird pastime.
Oh, yeah. My fiance loves playing the license plate game.
That's out-of-state license plates?
Yeah, out-of-state, like pairs of letters or numbers, stuff like that.
And she'll, like, peg me 20 or 30 times because I have to drive, you know? I'm trying to scratch. And then I'll start looking and looking for license plates, and she'll scream at me, pay attention to the road, and then peg me another, like, two or three more times right after that. Like, son of a bitch. She's cheating. Very unfair. Yep.
Well, you know, we got hours and hours and hours out there on the 405. I guess, you know, you got to do something like that. We actually play hay whenever one of us sees a barrel of hay or a bunch of hay on a truck.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But it's been going on for years, and we can't stop now. Hey! And then if we look or say what in response, then we lose. But
that's a terrible game.
Yeah, and neither one of us win anymore because we're so used to it. Yeah, but I'm saying, when you're out there on the 405 for years and years.
Right.
818-955-KLOS.
Things you do while driving.
Give me five songs in a row.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
Who the hell are you talking about?
Give me five. Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock. But the theme today is song titles with by in the title.
Now, how do you spell that? B-I, B-Y, B-Y-E?
It's pretty much B-Y.
B-Y.
I think, for the most part.
But this one is B-Y-E, B-Y-E. So I guess we can accept
either.
Count
for two?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Hey, we're going to run out of a... Out of time early. By the way, by the by, it's all about by B-Y-E or B-I or B-Y. What do you got today?
What are we looking for here? We're looking for Ozzy?
No, yeah, no, Pretty Reckless, actually.
Oh, Pretty Reckless.
818, by the way. 818-955-KLOS.
Death by Rock and Roll, G-Unit 1111.
Death by Rock and Roll, and KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're doing Give Me Five, songs with by in the title.
Well, actually, I had a question. That guy that called earlier, that his girlfriend likes to, you know, give a little hummy on the road.
Right.
I was just wondering if she has a sister.
He didn't leave us his number, but
sadly, yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Well, maybe next time.
Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, can I request a song? BY.
Which one?
BYOB. Put some of it down.
Ah, that's a good one. Very good. Officially a train wreck.
Yes, it was.
From System of a Down, BYOB.
That one hurt me.
Beatles. Yeah, you flinched.
That hurt me.
You actually
knocked
jumped
the breath
a little.
Right out of me.
That's awesome.
Not cool.
Songs with Bye. Goodbye.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. When you go out to dinner, you don't go out to dinner, do you?
No, sometimes.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
We love to,
but we just don't hardly ever get around to it.
You ate. Mm-hmm. They bring you the bill. Mm-hmm. You give them your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tack on charges.
Like what sort
did
of charges?
Did you know that they did that?
They're tacking on charges
in that
now?
Order?
Tachyon?
After you give them your credit card.
Then they add extra
they
charges?
They add extra charges.
Like what? What exactly?
Undisclosed gratuities, convenient fees, health insurance fees. It says they're making their way to more and more restaurant bills. There's even a subreddit in Los Angeles with restaurants and the charges that they charge you after you pay.
That's crazy talk.
Many of the unexpected fees are being tacked on after you've already completed your meal and given the server your card to settle the bill. They are usually listed at the very bottom of the itemized receipt and often accompanied by an explanation that the additional fees are separate from any tips provided to the service or cooking staff.
Well, that still wouldn't keep me from tipping. I love to tip people unless they just are the worst, which is super rare.
Right, it's but
once
you want
every 3 years.
To get it.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
That seems like that's important.
So you're saying that once you've signed or before you sign?
I think after you give them your credit card,
right.
They bring it back to you. And if you look at the bottom, there's often extra charges.
So when
there.
They first bring you the bill, yes. Those charges aren't there.
Correct.
That's BS. That's unacceptable.
Fees range from as low as 2% to as high as 20%.
Nope.
With explanations including wellness fees, kitchen love.
Wellness fees.
And vague administration fees.
Nope. Aren't they just now shutting that down somewhere else? Something else has been the whole fake fees, and we were just talking about that the other day.
I don't remember what it is. This subreddit is keeping track of restaurants in Los Angeles.
Good for them.
That are doing that. And yeah. KTLA Channel 5 has a business analyst, David Lazarus, and he called the sneaky fees a deceptive business practice.
It is deceptive. Intentionally deceptive.
The restaurants now have to pay for health insurance.
Sure.
So they might pass that along to you.
Well, that's fine. Put it on before.
Put it on your bill.
Yeah.
Correct. I want to see that on my bill.
Yes.
This is sneaky and it's no good.
Yeah. If you have a restaurant, do not do that because I wouldn't go back there. I mean, if I saw that, I'd be like, nope.
Now we know to look.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Check me out. I'm a...
You're consumer advocate.
I'm consumer advocate. Hey, Kevin Ryder.
Right. Hey, it's 36 minutes after the hour. Thanks for being along with us.
I will come to your emotional rescue. It sounds like Nandor from...
it does.
What We Do in the Shadows. I love it.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Your AI sex robot could be hacked. You could be blackmailed and or killed.
They could be watching you, videotaping you, and then while you're in the act, they could grab you and tear you to pieces, and I'm still on board.
They can control the arms and the legs. That's frightening.
And other things.
We talked about things you do while driving as well. I saw a guy brushing his teeth on the 405, and a guy called to say when he stopped in traffic, he likes to floss using both hands and drive with his knee.
So I'm glad y'all are driving safe out there.
Yeah, that is good news.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wunderbar kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
I am Groot.
Is the keyword. Groot by itself is the keyword.
You know, they actually ask him, at the end of the most recent one, you can understand what Groot has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, is it because we're all Guardians of the Galaxy now? And the answer is yes. That's why you were able to understand. Yeah, I figured that was my guess, but it's been officially answered.
Groot,
sometime between now and 4. Make that noise right now. Dial us.
Call us now. It's the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're reaching, yes. 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
But!
We'll say caller 25.
But! You got to have the keyword.
Correct.
Do you know what the keyword is? If so, dial now. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Atticus,
you are caller 25.
Awesome.
Well done. We need the keyword for this hour. Do you have it?
Groot
is correct.
Groot as in I am?
Groot.
Right. You got 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening on August 24th.
All right. Awesome.
I am Groot.
It's our second annual Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 25 right now. If you know the keyword for this hour and you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS, you'll get 4 tickets to join us. Good luck.
Who is this?
This is Jesse.
Jesse, you're caller 25.
Awesome, yes.
Well done. You know the keyword for this hour?
Raider Springs.
Yeah.
Close enough. Raider Springs.
Yeah. That's how I always say it.
You win. You got 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Especially when I'm drunk.
Awesome, guys. I love you guys. Been trying so hard.
Wow. Congratulations. Well done, man.
Thanks, man. I'm so excited. Hell yeah.
And as I almost said a moment ago, it is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
You do good work.
Thank you. Speaking of drunk. What? Is the keyword this hour?
Pixar. The keyword for this hour is Pixar.
The keyword is Pixar.
We'll tell you when to call.
Yeah, sometime soon.
We are shutting down and taking over Disney California Adventure Park for our second annual invasion of Disney California's Adventure Park. We're going to take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. If you can tell us the keyword for this hour, you will win 4 tickets. Good luck.
This is KLOS Radio, and who might you be?
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
Well done. You know the keyword for this hour?
I think so. It's Pixar.
It is Pixar, yes.
Hey, that means you win. You go.
Awesome. Cool. Can't wait. I went last year. It was a blast.
Nice. Excellent. Oh, cool. Right on.
So it's your second annual as well.
Yeah.
Well done.
You better win next year. There's going to be trouble.
You put it on. I'll go.
42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive is already upon us. It is tomorrow and this Saturday at Red Cross locations across SoCal. And a couple of them need your help. Really, really need some more volunteers to show up on Friday in particular. Santa Monica, Brea, Canoga Park, and Santa Ana. If you're out in those areas, then please, here's where you go, redcrossblood.org, and make that appointment. You'll get the 42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt and be in the running for a 3-day pass out to Power Trip. Thanks to Ansys Roofing and Waterproofing for keeping families safe and dry and stepping up and being a sponsor this year. So once again, if you're in Santa Monica, Brea, Canoga Park, or Santa Ana, and you think you can help out, please go to redcrossblood.org. Kevin, when was the last time you were at Tomco Construction Incorporated?
It's been much too long.
I think we should go over and sit there and spend the whole day because Nicole over at Tomco Construction Incorporated always has KLOS on.
Nice.
So it'd be like being at work. Thanks for doing that, Nicole. Yeah. Paul McCartney announced his post-Beatles band, the formation of the Wings, was on this day in rock in 1971. The Bad Company album from Bad Company featuring Bad Company. Hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1974. It was years in the making, lots of delays, but finally on this day in rock in 1987, Def Leppard's Hysteria album was released in the U.S.